This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. Up now, Jim Erickson tries not to overthink a pair of movies with mixed results.
The Eagle described both 999 and Gods of Egypt as incoherent and confusing, so I decided to try appreciating them for their individual scenes without concerning myself with whether they made sense as whole movies. This is the way I suspect we are supposed to appreciate a lot of movies these days. 999 defeated me on all grounds, but I don't understand the objections to Gods of Egypt. On the basis of my admittedly inadequate sampling of two people after 999, I will say that one of them said he understood it sort of so-so, and the other joined me and the Eagle in making no sense of it at all. The reviewer, in fact, had caught more of a central plot than I could detect. All I saw was the customary mess of crooked cops, crooked government agents, and professional criminals shooting at each other and chasing each other in cars and changing sides and betraying everybody until there was almost nobody left alive at the end, with no detectable acting and very muddled editing that left all of the action sequences, except maybe one or two, a jumbled mess. But Gods of Egypt was just another quest movie, based, I suspect, on the religious legends of Egypt, and other people's religious legends always seem irrational. And quest movies are usually just a series of independent adventures as the hero travels from hither to yon in quest of a ring or a stone or something with supernatural powers, much to the joy of set designers and special effects departments, which do their jobs very well in this case. The transformations of people into monsters may lack detail, and the monsters themselves are suitably traditional, but the effects themselves are well done. The action is continual, the acting is minimal, and in general, we have a better-than-average movie of this type. Jim Erickson, over and out.